This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The death toll in the major earthquake that struck Haiti on August 14th has risen to 2,200, authorities said on Sunday, as attacks on aid convoys have complicated efforts to bring relief to survivors. New bodies have been found in the south, according to the country's Civil Protection Office, adding that 344 people remain missing and more than 12,000 have been listed as injured. Search and rescue workers are continuing to pick through the jumbled mounds of debris left by the powerful 7.2 magnitude earthquake, but hopes of finding survivors are fading by the hour. Haitian authorities claim nearly 600,000 people were directly affected by the disaster and are in need of urgent humanitarian assistance. Efforts to deliver food and water and medical supplies to quake victims have been complicated, not just by road and bridge damage, but also by attacks on aid convoys by gangs threatening violence. The United States said Sunday it has evacuated another 7,400 people from Kabul in the past 24 hours, even as American officials confront what Secretary of State Antony Blinken described as an incredibly volatile situation at the airport after the Taliban takeover of Kabul a week ago. Meanwhile, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin activated the use of 18 civilian U.S. passenger jets from six airlines to help ferry Americans and Afghans from safe havens where they were staying after leaving Kabul. It's only the third time in the past 30 years that the U.S. has invoked use of civilian aircraft to assist the military. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin told ABC Television Sunday, as the August 31st deadline for ending the evacuation approaches, he'll make a recommendation on the weather to give it more time. VOA News. Tropical Storm Henri made landfall in the U.S. state of Rhode Island Sunday, packing heavy winds and drenching rain as it began lashing the northeastern U.S. coastline. The storm was downgraded from a hurricane to a tropical storm, but still packed wind gusts of up to 75 miles per hour. Officials warned of the danger of widespread flooding in inland areas as the storm was expected to sweep west from the coast before turning back to the northeast. Millions on New York's Long Island and in an area of the U.S. known as Southern New England lay a brace for the possibility of flooding, toppled trees, and extended power outages. German Chancellor Angela Merkel sought to move forward stalled peace efforts for eastern Ukraine on Sunday. She stressed Germany's commitment not to let Russia use a new gas pipeline as a weapon, as she made what is likely her last visit to Ukraine as Germany's leader. Merkel's trip came 2 days after she went to Moscow to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin. The chancellor is not running in Germany's national election next month. She's nearing the end of her almost 16-year-long leadership of Germany, speaking at a joint news conference with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Sunday. Merkel advocated working to get a leaders' meeting between Russia, Ukraine, Germany, and France on the situation in eastern Ukraine. It would be the first such meeting in 2 years. The fighting between Ukrainian forces and Russia-backed rebels has killed more than 14,000 people since 2014. The chancellor also talked up the merits of a U.S.-German deal last month to allow the completion of the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline from Russia to Germany without the imposition of U.S. sanctions on German entities. Ukraine opposes the project, and Zelensky on Sunday called it Russia's geopolitical weapon. The Lebanese government is raising gasoline prices by two-thirds as it tries to ease crippling fuel shortages that have brought the country to a standstill. But Sunday's step will mean yet more hardship for the Lebanese, more than half of whom have been pushed into poverty over the past couple of years by a financial meltdown, which has wiped out more than 90% of the value of the Lebanese pound. Lebanon's fuel crisis has brought basic services to their knees, and queuing lines for hours at gas stations and a daily scramble for fuel has become part of life. Hospitals, bakeries, and many businesses are scaling back or shutting down as fuel runs dry. Lebanon's Hezbollah, which is backed by Tehran, has arranged for a shipment of fuel from Iran to help ease the shortage in Lebanon. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.